I love microdosing.
I love microdosing.
Yesterday, I needed to go practice my drums, and I popped a little microdose gummy, and I'll tell you what happened. I drummed for about a good 2 hours.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
I was looking at our new roof, hoping that it wasn't going to leak, and I got some anxiety about it, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to take a gummy just to calm down so I can go to sleep and not worry about this. And I did, and I had a great night's sleep, and I woke up, and there was no leak.
I've noticed a change in you for a positive change.
I like to hear that.
Yeah. I feel like your mood is like very centered.
I'm sleeping much better.
Microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just that right amount of good.
And you can get 30% off your first order, plus free shipping today at microdose.com, promo code PANTS. It's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code PANTS for 30% off and free shipping.
Microdose.com, promo code PANTS.
This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Hi.
Hi. Well, Alicia, here we are.
Here we are. Well, today we're going to talk about how extremely compatible you and I are.
We really gravitated to each other the moment we met. At least I can speak for myself, but
No, you can speak for me too.
Okay, fine. Like it was like kind of like a magnet. And then now I'm looking at our chart and it's like, oh my goodness, like crazy compatibility.
Yeah, who knew? We only have one thing where we have a conflict.
We do?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's in Saturn.
In Saturn.
Which is our social planet. Yeah, but
okay.
If you go through all our other signs.
Are you more social than I am? That would make sense.
I don't know if it's that basic, but it's something to do with how we deal with being social.
Oh, I see.
But before we get to the negative.
Okay.
You and I mean, we're so compatible, we might need to break the news to our significant others.
I mean, I don't think we have a choice.
It's slightly uncomfortable.
It really kind of is. I mean, the stars don't lie. It's right here, black and white.
Well, we could have a plan B. We could be each other's plan B.
I mean, that's why, you know, you don't like this term, but I call you my sister wife because
I don't.
Essentially that's really what you don't like it. But in reality, Alicia, that is the truth.
It just sounds,
that's what you are.
It sounds like I'm one of many wives of yours.
You don't like Mormonism? I don't have many. Well, I already have one.
Right. It's just creepy. It sounds creepy.
You sort of have one.
I don't have a wife.
No, you don't, but
I have a girlfriend.
Yeah, but you're in like a, you know, you might as well be married, let's face it.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
It's true.
If you want to split hairs, sure, but that's really, you know.
No, I'm not splitting any hair. I'm just, you know, it's a technicality, really.
Okay, so I'm looking at our chart. I mean, it's a trip. So
okay, so what are you?
You're a Cancer.
Yeah, so I'm a Cancer.
I'm a Capricorn. That's polar opposites.
Right, we're on the other side.
Right. So I've heard that we complement each other because we each have something that the other one doesn't possess. And for that reason, there's a synergy.
Okay.
Oddly enough, so many close relationships in my past and now you were always Cancers.
Wait, you mean girlfriends?
No, friends.
Oh, okay. Where are they?
My two best friends from home were Cancers.
So they're still going.
My girls from grade school and high school, both Cancers. And I'm still in touch with them both.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Anyway, I love Cancers. I guess that's my way of saying it. Do you have this chart up or am I?
No, I have it.
Am I in charge of reading this
No,
out?
But you. I like your voice better. So why don't you be the reader?
Oh, okay.
Well, you don't have to do the whole thing. I would just do like the, you know, the bullet points.
I am.
We probably should have gotten a highlighter. But
no, it's okay. I have it on my app. So your moon. Your moon is in Aquarius, and my moon is in Leo.
Wait, I want to start with sun, though, because isn't sun like your basic?
You already did sun, Leash.
Well, we didn't talk about why we're
Well, I just did it. You're a Cancer, I'm a Capricorn. We can carry on. There's no rule book here.
I would talk about what is the deal with the sun.
The sun is...
Because I found something interesting about you. It said you're fundamentally responsible, serious, and efficient, and rational, which is all very true. Mm-hmm. But it said this can lead to a power-hungry ambitiousness.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, huh, because I don't see you like that. You don't seem power-hungry to me. Are you deep down?
No. More with myself, maybe. I think that's more of an internal thing than an external thing.
How do you have internal...
I wish I actually was more ambitious. Maybe I'd, you know, be further along in this world.
Further along? You're doing great.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like, some people are real, like, ambitious opportunists and, you know, and it's like, and that's a talent.
Oh.
I don't have that talent. Like, if you tell me to go to a party and schmooze, like, I'll find a reason to get the flu and stay home.
Right, but that's at the bottom. That's the social thing I was talking about. That's how it kind of describes you.
As antisocial and...
Not, you don't take it that far, but yeah.
Like, it's okay.
You'd rather have the flu than go out for dinner.
No, I'll go to dinner. It's when I hear a group of people are out to dinner. That's what gives me hives.
Right, you'll go out to dinner with yourself.
No, I'll go out to dinner. I like to cap it at four people, sometimes six. But other than that, you're there for four fucking hours. It's like flying across country.
Yeah, it's too much.
I don't want to do that.
When the table gets too big, you can't socialize with people. I hate that.
You can't.
I hate anything past six people.
No.
I get driven crazy.
And then you get the check, and then the check arrives, and you're just like, Jesus Christ. Like, can someone, you know...
Right.
Just be like, hey, you know what? I got this. Or,
take over.
Yeah. But, yeah. You know, you never know. There are some people who, you know, are on their calculator being like, well, I had this and then I had that. And so here's my $48. And you're like, come on. Really? Just like.
Right. I didn't have a drink.
That. Yes. It's like, it's the whole thing. It's like, but with four people, it's lovely.
Yeah. Very delicious. Four people.
Yeah.
You get to talk. You can hear each other. You also hate a loud restaurant. But now we're off.
I do.
We're off the mark here.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. It also said you're emotionally reserved.
Mm.
What do you think about that? I kind of like checking in if you think this is even right.
It's a little extreme.
Okay.
I'd say with people that I'm close with, no. But with people that I'm not, yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But you're the same way. But wait a second. You're the exact same way.
Well, it says I'm sensitive, nurturing, and gentle. What do you think about that?
Sensitive, nurture. You're 1,000% sensitive, that's for sure. Your little heart gets hurt, and it takes you a lot to process.
It says my emotions may seem like a burden to myself, which is
I don't
true.
Find... If they are to yourself, that's...
Not to you, to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's your cross to bear. It doesn't bother me.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's your path. I know that when you're upset about something, you... It breaks your little heart. It's like
it really hits me.
And
yeah.
and you don't understand. Like, you can't understand why this circumstance is happening and how it got there.
I know.
So yes, definitely sensitivity. Nurturing?
Yeah, I really take it hard.
Nurturing is the other one?
I'm really nurturing.
Well, I'm not your child or your
maybe I do that more in relationships.
I'm not your child, your pet, or your girlfriend, so I don't know what that means.
What? I know. Maybe that's for other people.
I think that's maybe intimacy.
I'm not nurturing in a friendship. That's kind of sad. I should work on that.
I don't know. Because when I think of nurture, I think of a parent. And I think of someone saying, no, you can do it. Come on, little so-and-so. You can do it. Make it, you know, I don't know. That's my definition of it.
Maternal.
You're maternal. You're very, you know, no, you are nurturing.
Well, I made that up. That's not on my list.
No, I take it back. You are nurturing. Because I see you with Banjo. I see you with Mo. You're very nurturing, so I assume if you had children, you'd be the same.
I would have been a great mom.
Yeah.
I never wanted kids, but I would have been really good at it. I would have had like an arts and crafts room. We would have been doing a lot of projects.
Oh, yeah. You would have like created a bunch of different, like baby Hockneys. Like all of your children would be, you know.
Totally. We'd be like the Von Trapps.
Yeah. What's the third adjective?
Oh, it was the last one was gentle, which makes me laugh. I don't even understand that one.
Mm.
I don't get it. That's okay. Listen.
I wouldn't say you're gentle.
They're pretty good. Okay. Am I really hardcore?
No, you're not. But like when...
I can be. It depends.
But when you have an opinion, you're not gentle about it.
Right. I am opinionated.
Or maybe you're gentle for 5 minutes and then at the 6th minute, you're not gentle at all.
I'm like, whoop pow.
Kind of. It's like you have a limit.
Okay. Well, it says we're both committed to safe and nurturing familial structures. So I think that's why you and I are like, we don't really give up on each other.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, we're very loyal. Okay, so you go ahead with the moon. You do the moon. I did the sun.
All right. All right. You know, the moon, it rules your... It's supposed to rule your emotions, right? Like, I think maybe more than your sun, or maybe it's in complement with your sun. I don't know. But it's supposed to rule all of your feelings and whatnot, in your moods.
Right, your moods and stuff.
Yeah. It says, this is likely the sign you most think of yourself as, since it reflects your personality when you're alone or deeply comfortable. Okay, I never thought of it like that, but all right, I'll take it. You, Leash, are an Aquarius.
Yep.
And I...
Which blew my mind. I didn't know that.
You told me before you had Aquarius in your main chart. You didn't remember what your rising was. Yeah, many years ago.
I don't remember. Okay, I don't even remember remembering.
Mine is, I'm a Leo and Moon.
Okay. Do you want to tell everyone what that means?
I don't really know what that means.
Well, you just have to read it.
I think Leos are just a very brazen sign. Your Moon in Aquarius. Your emotional self is intuitive, observant, detached, and rational. Ooh.
Yes.
They're often in their own world.
100%.
100%. You're 100% in your own world, but are scared of how they truly feel.
That can be true.
Whereas I, with the moon in Leo, my emotional self is dramatic, proud, expressive, idealistic, and somewhat self-centered. And I need a lot of love, care, and validation from other people.
You do need a lot of love and care. You do.
I need a lot of love and care?
Yeah, like you need... When I ask you about how you feel about things sometimes,
uh-huh.
You're like, Anna, how did I think about that? What did I think about that? Like, you need a lot of like backup with your feelings. Like, you need validation for how you feel.
She has a better memory than me. And she's more articulate than I am.
No, it's not even memory. It's confidence in your thought. Like, I feel like you.
Right.
I know how you feel, but you like to have someone else back that up.
Interesting. Okay.
Which is, I've always found kind of adorable about the two of you.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do it all the time. It's really sweet.
Huh.
You'd be like, let me ask Anna what she thinks about that, even though I know how you think about it.
I really value her opinion. She's smarter than I am.
No, you're super smart. I mean, Anna's super smart too, but I'm saying.
No, she's smarter.
But that's it. You need the validation.
And I'm fine with that. I want to be married to someone who's smarter than me. I would be bored otherwise.
Yeah, you used to like him dumb and pretty, right? I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Totally made that up. You know what we should do, Kate? This is great to have this information that we can read. We should ask our listeners if there is an astrologist out there that wants to read our charts and help us with this, because we're just going basic bitch right now. We're just reading the top of the line here. I want to really know.
Yeah, your moon in Aquarius, they are often in their own world. I mean, again, 1,000%.
Since I was a kid, I'm a daydreamer. Like, if my parents had heard that, if they had gotten a nickel for every time they were like, the teachers were like, if Leisha would just stop daydreaming and just concentrate more. I mean, I've just never been, my feet have never been on the ground ever. And I don't really know how to live otherwise.
Because you're looking at plants all the time. I'm like, Leisha, we have something to do at 1 o'clock. And you're like, oh, I'm at the nursery. Jesus Christ. Completely forget. I have to wait for you to, like, you know, square away your plants before we can get our thing done, whatever that thing may be.
Yeah, I find that. I don't know, just the mundane parts of life they kill me. I have to just stay somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's too much for me.
I would most definitely say that you are intuitive and observant. And I'm going to agree and say you're detached. You're detached from people you don't know or like. But the irony is that they would never know that. I know that. But they would never know. Here, I just gave away Alicia Haley's secret, but it is the truth.
Well, you've said this before, and I've laughed because I kind of know what you're talking about. I don't easily give myself away. Either do you. We just kind of do it differently, right? We do it differently.
Yeah.
It's not that I have trust issues, but I've been burned. I've been, you know, it's like you just kind of, I have a protection thing now where I'm like, can't let you in right away.
Me too. Yeah. You got to earn it.
Yeah. And I'm very gullible, so I have to sort of go like overboard to protect, to make sure I'm like protecting myself, because I can easily get swayed.
Well, that's where I come in.
Yeah.
That's where I can come in and say, Leisha, you're getting played so hard.
I know. I do need your help a lot. I can trust people too easily, so I have to like really sort of put my boundaries up to make sure I don't do that to myself.
Yeah.
Too often.
Right.
Let the wrong people in, right?
I think that's also a thing of maybe getting older too. Because as you get older, you just don't have the time you used to have when you were younger to dick around and be frivolous. You just don't. It's more precious. I don't know why.
Yeah. And we value our time more also. Like, so it's about who you want to spend that time with.
Exactly.
Leisha, my favorite part of the day is going to bed at night so I can get into my cozy comforter with my Helix mattress. And I'm not exaggerating.
Climbing into your Helix mattress feels like everything that happened in the day falls away.
But I look forward to it. Like, yeah. I look at the clock and I think it's 7:30. I have another hour and a half of having to be out here until I can get into bed.
Okay, Grandma.
And Helix gives you options because everybody sleeps different. You get to see which Helix mattress works best for you and your body by taking the Helix sleep quiz to find your perfect mattress in under, 2 minutes?
Yeah, they make it really quick and they get to know a lot about you right away. About how you like to sleep, how your partner likes to sleep. Are you hot? Are you cold? Are you a side sleeper, a back sleeper? They know it all. They know more about you than your partner sleeping next to you knows about you.
And once you figure out what your personalized mattress is, it then gets shipped straight to your door, which is free of charge.
And right now, Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. So go to helixsleep.com/pants and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right, let's move on. Your Mercury, you want to do the next one?
Sure. Okay. So this determines how we communicate, talk, think, and process information. So mine is in Leo.
Mm-hmm.
My intellect is persuasive, idealistic, and bold. I'm a natural leader.
Wait, say those words again.
I'm idealistic. Totally true.
Yeah.
Persuasive, 100%.
Yeah.
I'm pushy. Like I'll keep saying like a thought until I convince the person to agree with me.
True. Truth.
It's kind of annoying.
Yes, it is.
I'm bold, I guess. I don't know, but I'm a natural leader. I think, yeah, if I feel confident in the leadership role, like whatever that is, 100%. I feel really good at like taking over. I use my creativity and warmth to win others' attention. Okay.
That's true. That's
all right,
true.
Here's yours. Okay. You're in Sagittarius. Your intellect is expansive, boundary pushing, and independent. Let's see. You're sincere.
Okay.
You're curious.
Oh, I like this one.
Oh, yeah. What?
Through your sincere and irreverent curiosity about everything, you have a critical opinion of most things.
I mean,
1,000%.
That's you in a nutshell.
I mean, Jesus Christ. If I could just get paid to give my opinion, I'd be the happiest person in the world.
You probably could.
Because I have lots of them. Lots of them.
You like to give them out for free too, your opinion.
And I think a lot of them are on the mark.
I don't even think you need money for it.
Well, if I think they're right and better than your opinion, I'm going to say that.
Yeah, you don't suffer a fool. You're like, here's how I think. Here's what I think about that person. Here's what I think about the situation. And you know it like right off the bat. Whereas I have to sort of like stew on something and like really process it before I'm like, here's what I think. Like, you're very quick to your thought.
Right.
And your opinion, don't you think?
Yeah. I don't know if that's a good quality or not. Sometimes I can be off. But I think as I've gotten older, I've gotten more astute. I haven't been off as much as on.
Right.
I've honed my opinion judgment skill.
You have?
Like, my tool is very sharp.
When?
Yes. As I've gotten older.
Are you concerned with details? Because it says you're not.
I'm very concerned with details. I don't agree with that.
Huh. Well, it said you're a big picture thinker, so you're not concerned with details. Like, you're you see the big picture. Sorry, I kind of took that out of context. Oh, yeah.
No, I get that, because I want to, like, do something. And then they're like, yeah, you can do that, but you have to do all of these steps to get there. And I'm like, I don't want to do those steps. I just want to get there.
Yeah, that is you. You want to get to the end.
Like, the steps bore me. I think that's why I would be a really bad line producer.
You'd be horrible. You'd be like, why are we all here? We should all just go home. You like, you're very finish line. You're like, let's get to the end of whatever this is.
I know.
You don't like the minutia of life.
No, I don't. I do not. Like, don't just, no. I want to do this. Can someone else make that happen? Because if I am in charge of having to make that happen, I'm going to lose interest in about 10 minutes. And it's never going to get done.
Yeah, or you're very excited at first. But then when you're in the, like, the sand, you're like, uh-uh. When you're in the mud with something, you're done.
I'm done.
Meanwhile, I'm like drowning in the quicksand. You figured out how to get out.
Yes. This is a really good planet, Mars. Do you know about the planet Mars?
I don't. To be honest, I'm not into astrology. This is really fun. You have like 1,000 apps for this. You check in on it. You tell me about it. You're a big believer.
I used to love it. Well, not so much anymore. I kind of forgot about it. But I used to really enjoy it when I was younger. So I remember some of the stuff. I remember that your rising sign is who you present to the world. And your rising sign actually surprised me. I didn't think your rising sign.
I thought it just said the opposite. I thought it said your rising was what you feel like in your quiet moments on the inside. But your sun is what you put out.
No, your rising is what you give out.
Really?
No, as you get older, your rising sign apparently takes over more of your personality.
See, this is what drives me crazy about astrology. I thought I was like on the right page with this right now in the last 20 minutes.
And you're not?
And I'm already wrong. Well, it's not how what I thought it said. I thought my sun or everyone's sun is what they put out. Uh-huh. What they give off.
Apparently. I'm not an astrologist, but
we need an expert.
We do.
We do.
So is anyone out there can be an expert and can you come on and tell us this? Because I'm not going to get into Leisha's head with this one.
I'm going to listen. You're my expert right now. I'm listening.
Please don't treat me as the expert.
Okay.
But I do know about the Mars planet. The Mars planet rules your fire, like how you fight. It's like the warrior planet, right?
Okay.
Question is, it's like, are you more passive? Are you more aggressive?
Oh, it said it's the planet of aggression. I'm reading
right
now.
Like how do you assert yourself, right?
Oh, did we? Oh. Look at us. See? We're compatible.
Yeah, no. We're looking at the same thing.
Oh, you're reading it. I thought we just had a moment.
Yeah, and yours is Aquarian and mine's Leo.
Okay.
And that would make sense, I think. Aquarian is a weird sign because you can't really put your finger on them. Like every single Aquarian I know is different from one another. So I can't be like, that's totally an Aquarian. They're not an aggressive sign, but you kind of go around the beaten path a little bit to get to the objective. Am I wrong?
Well, it says here, I assert myself in a way that's unconventional and eccentric, and I push things forward with unique independence. I would say that's true.
There we go.
You're in Leo, so you assert yourself in a way that is authoritative, persuasive, and you push things forward with confidence and gusto. Wow.
Boom. I don't know where you see that, but I'll take it.
All that gusto. I love that word, so cheesy.
Leisha, not to make you uncomfortable.
Kate, you're so full of gusto.
I don't mean to make you uncomfortable, but our passion and sexuality are extremely compatible.
I can't even. So stupid.
No, I'm sorry. Come on, it's like the last sentence.
We'll look out because I'm eccentric.
Hey, listen, I'm full of gusto. Oh, shit. Watch out, world. New couple 2021.
Oh, no.
Could you imagine?
I can't. Every time you bring
it up. The amount of chatter that would happen, not only in our personal life, but if like publicly, they're like, do you know that Kate and Leisha are together now?
Like, I can't even imagine the circumstances in which that would go down.
Like, no, in an alternative universe.
I'm just imagining like our lives as they are right now. And just like, what if we like secretly fell in love? It's so dumb.
Oh, God.
And then like,
oh, God.
So
yeah. I'm too old for that.
You're not going to believe it. But it just, you know, when you just, you've known someone for like 20 years.
So we did our charts.
And you look over.
And then you do your chart and you do their chart and you realize all of your planets are aligned and you think, maybe this is the time that we should go for it.
No, not that you're gross. Just a general gross.
No, you're not gross either. I'm just saying like, it's all the things that I like to avoid apparently, which are the steps. It's like, I just can't. So I'll just drop it.
I can't take too much gusto anyway. It's too much for me.
The minutia of it all
is
just
too
much for me.
Don't come at me with all your gusto.
Listen, I got to be honest. I'm too old to appreciate the eccentricities in people. Just figure it out and don't drag me through your hell.
Kate Gustomenic.
I don't need a fucking mental parade from you. Every day I see you.
I'm not a mental parade.
No, but that's what your Mars says.
Oh.
Wait, didn't you say we had one conflicting thing though, right?
Yeah, we're not there yet. Also, you skipped over Venus. Okay, so this determines how and what you love and how you express affection. So my Venus is in Cancer, so I'm romantic. I'm a gentle again. I'm so gentle. I'm thoughtful. But gentle sounds, I don't know if I like that
You
word.
Are gentle, though.
I guess I feel a little more bold than
you. I do. Okay. It suits you.
All right, cool. Okay, I'm romantic, thoughtful, and I'm sentimental. I'm tender, kind, and I'm nurturing again with the people I love. I'm loyal. Oh, but that stems from fear of rejection. Weird. I don't really have that. Okay, so you're in Capricorn, meaning your romantic side is somewhat repressed.
Better start therapy.
Kate.
Yep.
In the name of responsibility and rationality, sometimes it seems like you don't care about love.
Mm-hmm.
You're extremely cautious, but you appreciate stability.
I appreciate stability.
I have to say I kind of agree with everything they just said.
I wouldn't say I'm repressed.
I don't know that you're repressed, but I do think you're super responsible and you are super rational. You do appreciate stability. Like, that's the way you show love, I think. You're just a stable, like, loyal. You're not gushy.
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. If someone was to, like, draw me a bath.
That would be me.
And put, like, a bunch of rose petals in the bath water. Yeah. My thought would be, right? I'd say, and you know what I'd say to you? Are those going to clog the drain?
You would. You'd be like, great. Now how am I going to get this out? It made a film on the side of the tub.
Or like if you were to...
like bake you a cake, you'd be worried that I made a mess in the kitchen.
Correct.
Right.
Sorry. I don't need love brought to me that way. That's not my love language. I don't need that sort of thing. Whereas you do, I think.
Well, isn't your love language how you give love, not how you receive
or
it?
Or how you like to receive it. I don't know. That's a whole separate episode, and I don't know enough about it.
We need another expert, if anybody has.
Anyone, is there anyone out there know about love language signs? And because I don't. Whereas you are romantic. You do cute things.
Yeah, I would make you like a card, and I would paint it, and then I'd probably put like sparkles on it, and you'd be like, there's sparkles all over the house. You've made a fucking mess.
I would love the card. I don't need the sparkles just because I don't want it on the couch.
No, I know. So maybe, I don't know, maybe we're not supposed to be together.
Yeah, maybe so. Well, I don't know. It depends on if you like to receive that sort of thing back or you just like to give it. I don't know what you like.
I don't need that. I don't need sparkles or cards.
Great. So then maybe we would be great together because I would be the last person to give you that.
I like stability in a person. I like honesty, stability. They have to be fucking funny or get out. If I don't laugh with you, there's no reason to be together.
I'm your person.
Number one.
What are you talking about?
Sense of humor. No, I know. We laugh all the time. You don't have to sell yourself. We're doing great. I need very simple things.
I need simple things.
And creativity. Someone has to be creative. I can't date a banker or someone who's super analytical.
But I need those things.
I don't understand.
I like honesty. I like stability. I like humor. Similar sensibilities on things. And I'm good. Like, I'm good. Mm-hmm. Make me laugh. But I need the same sense of humor. What I can't stand is an incompatible sense of humor.
Oh, wit. They have to be witty.
Yeah, they have to be witty.
Oh, if someone's like telling jokes or like doing puns.
Or they just laugh at dumb shit that you don't think is funny. That's a huge turn off. Uh-uh. This isn't going forward.
Awful.
Or it's not going to last long.
No. Oh, Jupiter. We have Jupiter and then we get the bad part.
I don't know what Jupiter is all about, but it's one of the two social planets. Jupiter rules idealism, optimism, and expansion. It's all also very philosophical. You, Leisha, are in Cancer. Mm-hmm. The meanings you grow and you find understanding through emotions, intuition, and care.
I do. Mm,
interesting.
Yeah, that's where it all lives. Where's yours?
In Scorpio. My Jupiter's in Scorpio, meaning they grow and they find understanding through passion, intensity,
ooh,
and finding the deep heart of things.
Hmm.
I don't know what that means, but I'll
take it. I don't either. That one confuses me for you.
I like Scorpios.
Oh, Scorpios have been like my weakness my whole life.
Really?
Till I really like pulled it together. And I was like, enough.
I get along with them. They're always like the scary sign. I really like them. I've always gotten along with them.
Oh, I know. I think they're fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. We're here.
Are we at the crossroads in our relationship?
They even made the box black. Like, it's just like, look out. Here comes some like negativity. Okay, go ahead. You read it.
The other social planet, Saturn. So we're not compatible in Saturn. And I think that's the planet of lessons and whatnot. Saturn rules responsibility, restriction, limits, boundaries, fears, and self-discipline. My Saturn, Kate, it's in Virgo.
Just the word responsibility, I'm already like, ugh.
I know. Well, my Saturn's in Virgo.
The restrictions. It's a negative. Is this a negative planet? What's happening?
It means I struggle with perfection.
Boundaries, fears. Sorry, I'm interrupting you.
Let me finish reading the fucking thing.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Saturn's in Virgo, meaning I struggle with perfectionism, a critical eye, I'm a workaholic, and my need to be pure. I don't know about that.
No.
Your Saturn, Leisha, is in Gemini, meaning you struggle with a lack of focus, restless energy, and getting bored easily.
So true.
You don't... Here, this is what it says at the bottom. We do not understand each other's struggles, and a feeling of dismissal could cause conflict.
Hmm. Okay, so let's just talk about pants.
Okay.
And the way we run pants.
Okay. Let's go.
Because we're doing this project together. So do you think that I lack focus, I have restless energy, and I get bored easily?
I could say the lack of focus. I can agree with that.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess that goes with getting bored easily.
Never get bored.
But I think I have the same thing.
I never get bored. It's just not a feeling that comes up in me. But I am restless and I'm constantly entertaining myself. Like, I don't even allow myself to get bored.
No, I get it. What I'm saying is, like, with pants, it's like, okay, if we have to do something and it's on you and I to do it, we'll start off with great intentions and we'll say on the phone to each other, okay, yeah, we're okay, we're going to do this thing. Okay, great. Boom. Yeah. A week goes by.
Sure.
We both are like, fuck, we forgot to do that thing.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, whoever that third person it involved is, like, flapping in the wind, wondering, are we alive or dead? Because we never followed up.
Right.
That's where I think our problem lies. As a unit.
Right.
We have great intentions. And because I get distracted easily too. A lot of times things will go in one ear and out the other.
And you want it to be perfect. You want it to be perfect. You just don't want to take the steps to get there.
Not only do I want it perfect, I want it done yesterday.
Yeah. So you can have it done with. Like you want it. It's almost like things annoy you.
Yes.
Until they're done.
Until they're handled. Until they're handled, I get frustrated.
Right. You have a hard time enjoying the process.
Yeah. I don't enjoy the process. I enjoy the work process, though. I like the filming process. That doesn't bore me. I think that's something I'll never get tired of. I mean, it's exhausting.
How could you? It's so much fun.
That's not something where I'm like, oh, God, can we just get to editing and get the final product out there? No. It's life stuff. Well, Leisha.
Well, there we are. There you have it. I don't know if anybody cared about that.
Well, I cared about it. If I wasn't married, watch out.
I'm going to be looking over my shoulder.
You should.
There's Kate again.
It's 2021.
Well, the great news, we're both happy. Nobody has anything to worry about.
Exactly. You know, I guess Mia had some intuition when she called us pants
she
back
did.
In 2005.
She was on to something. Oh, we did it again.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm going to see you at work next week.
Yeah. If there is anyone out there who does this for a living, we'd love to have you on.
Yeah. Professionally, I don't want the book. I don't need the book. Someone who can actually explain it.
I also want to have a psychic on. I'm very interested in that. I've never, ever, ever been to a psychic.
How can you do a psychic on Zoom?
I don't know.
I could believe an astrologer on Zoom.
I don't know
Zoom.
Anything about it. Can we try both?
I'd rather... I call bullshit on the psychic through Zoom, but I think the astrology would work.
Okay. Wait, are you open to possibly doing...
Yeah,
a psychic
sure.
As well.
Are you going to arrange it? Because clearly I don't like doing the steps to get something out, but I will show up for the final result.
I'm hoping someone writes in And it's just like, this is what I do.
Yeah, a professional.
Yeah.
A person that like collects money for their services. That's what we're looking for.
But not for this podcast. Someone who wants to do it for free.
No, that's just our way of feeling comfortable that you're legit, is that others have trusted you and giving their money to you.
Oh, others have paid you. Right.
To tell them their future and the things to look out for.
Okay, well, I'll see you at work on Tuesday.
Is that so? Yeah, I'll see you to work on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's so.
All right, love you.
Good to see your face.
All right.
Love you back.
Bye. Pants.
Thank you for listening to Pants, a podcast brought to you by Leisha Haley and her best friend, Kate Menig. Rachel Shelley, that's me, is our editor and producer over in the UK. Please listen and subscribe on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want Pants to keep going, hit that subscribe button. You can follow Pants on Twitter and Instagram at The Pants Pod. If you like us, please leave a review on iTunes. You can email us at pantspodcast@yahoo.com. Theme song by Carolina Parra from the band CSS. Graphics are by Love Fox. Pants.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.